This week in Your Parents' Basement, we're celebrating year number 5 by slinging our eggs around. From 1995, we're playing Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island, by Nintendo, for the Super Nintendo. I'm Huell Hauser, and with me is the co-host that's happy to call this the most best podcast of all time. It's Todd Brisket.
Thou art of the jungle, and not of the jungle, and I am only a blue Yoshi, but I love thee, little brother.
And our other co-host, he's journeying through Tejas in search of his new home and colored eggs. It's Steve Greenwell.
Hey, Huell, thanks for co-hosting this week. And I just want to know, when is Todd hosting the show?
Today, we're joined by a special guest to help us celebrate our year 5. She's the master of raiding tombs, international diplomacy, and running 26.2 models. It's friend of the show, Amanda.
Hey, guys. Great to be back.
Great to have you. You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Google Play, or iTunes. And when you do, be sure to give us some stars. You can also join our Discord channel by going to ypbpodcast.com/discord, where you can chat with all the sweet baby boys. Also, if you want to support the show, you can find our Amazon click-through link on the YPB homepage, ypbpodcast.com. The homepage is also where you can find our archive, which is accessible by clicking the button on the top of the page. The button on the top of the page.
There you go.
Check out all the other games in the Mario and Mario series that we've covered.
The wrong guy read that one.
some technical difficulties.
Some people say potato, some people say potato.
This week's game is Yoshi's Island. Released by 1995 by Nintendo, Yoshi's Island is a more colorful and lighter take on the traditional Mario games in some ways. It was regarded as an instant classic when it was released. So, Amanda, you're our guest this week. Do you have any experience with this one, or is it all new for you?
So, the three of you may remember, I was recently here to talk about Mario Party, during which I revealed that Yoshi was my favorite character in the Mario universe. While I actually totally suck at this game and pretty much all versions of Super Mario World, I really like it. It's Yoshi. And, I really liked a lot of the cute little like animations and moves that they gave him in this. So it's definitely a favorite of mine, but I did a lot more watching than playing because I was so terrible.
This is the game that made Yoshi Yoshi. This is where he learned how to do his flutter jump, how to do his butt stomp.
He got all his moves.
How to shoot his eggs everywhere.
Yeah, I guess in original world, he could make eggs, but did Mario pick them up or didn't really throw them at each other? But in this one, you are Yoshi. You're not just riding Yoshi. You are Yoshi, the baby transporter, jumping around and tossing eggs everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, because Mario is riding you, but he's in a minute. Yoshi.
He is a useless baby who you have to rescue constantly because he falls off or you get hit by something, and he floats away in a bubble for some reason. But it's like the entire game is an escort mission, which sounds terrible, but most of the time you're okay because you just like avoid getting hit and it's not a big deal.
Well, it's an escort mission where the person you're escorting is riding on you. So that's a huge difference.
Yeah, it's not like they have to follow you, but sometimes you have to go grab them because you got hit by something and they float away. And there's a timer, which adds extra stress. If Baby Mario falls off, you have to go get him back before the timer runs out. Mm-hmm. Or this, what the hell is his name?
Kameko?
Kameko?
Kamek.
Kamek's little minions coming.
Herzog.
Yeah, we didn't go over with how deep story driven this game is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess this is technically a prequel to all Mario games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
due to the being a baby part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So according to both the manual and the pre-game
cutscene,
the pre-game movie, right? Yeah. Little cutscenes. In this world, babies are delivered by storks, just like our world. And this magic Koopa comes along while the stork's carrying these two bundles, these twins, tries to steal them both, only grabs one, and then the other one falls onto Yoshi Island, which is little baby Mario. Mm-hmm. So this
green Mario was taken.
Oh, that's a spoiler.
Taken to Bowser's.
That's a spoiler.
Oh.
I was getting to that. But Kamek, the evil magic Koopa,
Kamek is in the Super Mario world, he is the blue Koopa with the blue wizard robe that shoots the magics at you.
Mm-hmm. The blue blue-robed magic Koopa. He got a prophecy that these two twin babies would bring disaster to the Koopa family. So he goes and tries to kidnap them beforehand, much like going back in time and killing baby Hitler in our world. So Mario is the Hitler of the Koopa family, which might make him the black sheep of the Koopa family.
I'm the black sheep of the family.
Ow, close.
I went with it. I don't buy it, but...
Okay. Look, I saw an opportunity and I jumped on it. So he
Mario and Yoshi on things.
Whoa. That is correct.
Yeah.
So he fumbles his plan, fumbles the baby onto Yoshi Island. And Yoshi Island is a land where multiple Yoshis live. So I guess as we've come to know him is just one of many in the Yoshi species. Like, it's not even his name.
Right.
It's just like the kind of thing he is.
He is a Yoshi. I mean,
we also determined
there's multiple Yoshis.
He is not a he.
Did we? Because it lays
eggs?
Yeah,
it's very... Well, no, it's unknown.
Non-gendered.
Yeah.
I mean, in the manual, it says Yoshi lays eggs out of his cloaca. But we know from Super Mario World that there are multiple Yoshis, because there's multicolored Yoshis you can pick up in that game.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
But really, Nintendo has honed in on the one green Yoshi. As the years have gone on,
yeah,
but,
You know what they call the green Yoshi in Yoshi's Island? Privileged.
I was gonna say the black sheep.
No, he isn't. He's the opposite of black sheep
because he'd be the
he's proliferated.
He'd be the black sheep to the other Yoshis because he's been taken out of them, yeah, and given so much. So the basic plot is you're trying to get baby Mario back to where he's supposed to go and also, I guess, find the other one, which Todd has spoiled, much like Endgame last week, that it is, in fact, Luigi, which brings me to ask, I guess they're twins?
This was the news, right?
Apparently.
Yeah.
This was on TMZ. It's like when this game came out.
This is
news
canon.
Alert.
This is now in the
canon.
Show.
It is in the show.
It
is Dagima.
That Mario and Luigi are twins.
But they're kind of like twins in the way that like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito are twins in the movie Twins.
Yeah. It's almost exactly like that because it's the same tall, skinny, and short, fat dynamic that one would see in a Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Mario
probably loved that movie.
So,
yeah, Shigeru Miyamoto took huge inspiration from
that
movie.
That was an interview in Nintendo Power that he drew inspiration from the film Twins.
Yes, exploring caves in near his hometown. That's how he got Zelda, and watching Twins. That's how he got Mario.
Or Yoshi's Island, yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, this was his long plan. He started with Mario Brothers on the NES, around the arcade, and then Mario Bros, and then Super Mario Bros. He's been this is long plan finally revealed in when did this come out, 1995, that they are actually twins.
Right.
And you know what? It didn't take him 32 movies to do it either.
Exactly. Only six games.
Yes.
Because I would include Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kongs.
And I do consider Twins a film, which is what I said before.
I call it a moving picture.
Called
a film.
A film.
Oh.
A cinematic experience.
Did they make a Twins video game? We gotta get that on the list.
I doubt it, so. But I hope they did. Yeah, can we add that?
I don't think so. I'll look, but
we'll have to research this.
Yeah. If not, IP that we should make a video game out of. But
yeah, don't broadcast DeVito, this part.
But save has this Danny DeVito idea. Ever been in a video game or his likeness? Maybe
say that again. Has likeness been in a game?
Yeah,
Batman Returns. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's probably the obvious choice.
Batman Returns.
So here's the question: has him or Tim Allen had their likeness in more video games?
Oof.
Because we know
did we count Buzz Lightyear? Because that's
a huge one. It's not his likeness, so I would say no.
I mean, it's got to be Tim Allen, just because there's probably like a Santa Claus game or something like that.
Yeah,
man, that would be weird. Well, or like a jungle to jungle game.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking me if there's been a video game based on twins, so I feel like that would be odder.
But Danny DeVito, his voice acting is featured in Disney's animated storybook Hercules from 1997.
Oh.
Mm.
Is it the movie? Was he one of the gargoyles?
Must have been.
Yeah, that counts. And I'm sure there's a Hercules video game, too.
Well, if we're counting that, then we'll
counting
count.
I mean, you got to count Buzz Lightyear.
We'll count Buzz, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we're still tied at that point.
Well, maybe...
This is one for the YPB research team.
Maybe there's going to be a video game based on this. In March 2012, Universal announced the development of a sequel titled Triplets, with Schwarzenegger and DeVito due to return with, can you guys guess, who is their long-lost brother? Eddie Murphy.
No way!
Ooh, really?
What?
Yes.
His huge comeback. His second Eddie comeback. Murphy.
That was almost as good as guessing a DuckTales reading.
I feel like you probably heard that at some point, and
it might have been deep in my brain somewhere. Especially if they announced it in 2012.
Mm-hmm. Ivan Reitman was set to produce it. So
of course, be him or Zemeckis.
Yeah, so
I guess.
I don't know if that's gonna move forward.
Oh, Julius and Vincent Benedict discover they have a third sibling. Wow.
That's hilarious.
Screenplay by Josh Gad.
Are you kidding me? Ugh, I'm not watching it now.
Mm.
I was very excited until I heard that.
Listen, there was also... Maybe later they're going to do a sequel to Junior instead.
Mm. Where he gives birth to Eddie Murphy.
Oh!
Now that I'd watch too.
No. I wouldn't turn it down.
Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
I've had that drop for so long, I've never used it.
Why was it? Why did you have it?
Film club?
Oh.
No. I just enjoy that scene.
it is a good scene.
Sure. So, Steve, had you played this game before?
You know, I had played this game once before. It was in... February of 2019 on my Super Nintendo Classic. So I played it for like 10 minutes. I played it for about 10 minutes then. And I was like, man, this is good. I'm glad.
It is a good game.
Yeah.
Hot take. People.
I was like, man, I'm glad we're going to be playing this for our fifth anniversary. And then I forgot about it until 2 weeks ago when I realized, oh yeah, that's coming up. And yeah. I put about an hour into it this week. I got through the first 8 stages, so on to 2-1. And I was like, man, this is fun. It was a lot of fun.
It is fun. So Amanda, you said you weren't good at it, but like, did you play it a lot?
Yeah, I played this a decent amount. I feel like, you know, this is a very kid safe, kid friendly sort of game that was approved by parents. So that really helped. And I think like the art style actually is pretty cool, and it was different from a lot of the other Mario stuff. So it was like visually just exciting to watch. So yes.
Yeah, it's the crayon art style, the childlike drawings. And from what I've heard is that when Shigi Miyamoto wanted to pimp this game to Nintendo, this is before he's Big Boss Man and can make whatever he wanted, he had to sell this game to his board. And they were saying, no, we need to make the next Mario like Donkey Kong Country. We need the pre-rendered CG graphics. We need all this hyper realistic artwork in this game. And Shigi Miyamoto went back to the drawing board, and instead he went ultra cartoonish with literally crayon drawings. And then it was an instant classic.
Wow. What a rebel. What a maniac. That Shigi Miyamoto's always innovating, always sticking it to the man. That's what we know him for. Yeah, it's funny you call it kid-friendly. It's hard to think of a more like kid-friendly game, or like a aesthetic at least.
Right, and if you think about the perspective of this game, you know, Mario is an adult man in his last game. He was a man with his manly needs, and in this next game, he is a child. And so, from the point of view of a child, he's remembering back, and he remembers in pictures and artwork.
It is weird, though, that Yoshi gets high on fungus in this game at several points.
Fungus and Shy Guys.
Yes.
He inhales them. Whoa.
It was trippy. That was a trippy stage.
Yeah, last week that we had a who was it?
Backsack?
Garcia. What's his
name? Oh, Jerry. Yeah.
Jerry Garcia, yeah.
Jerry was
he had the ask.
A brief guest last week.
Yeah, Jerry Garcia. Singer of the Grateful Dead. He asked us what's our favorite drug scene in a video game. My answer came to my mind: touch fuzzy, get dizzy, man. Touch that fuzzy, get dizzy.
Can you explain that for the listener?
So, and there's, I forget which stage. I think it's around like 1-7, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Steve, you played this recently, more recent than I have.
It's 1-6 or 1-7, I think.
Yeah. There's these floating puffballs all over the stage. There's really no practical way to avoid them. And as soon as you run into one, the screen starts getting warped, and the music changes, and all the colors change, and it makes it more difficult to move around on the stage. And it's just a fun little bit of a stage there.
A fun little bit of a stage.
It's introducing you to drugs in a safe environment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like you're familiar with Yoshi, you're familiar with Mario. It's letting the player know, hey, I mean, go somewhere familiar, have friends around, you'll have a good time.
Exactly.
That's the message I got.
Yeah. I mean, this oddly didn't come up in our Earthbound show, but that game has a similar scene where you all pass out after eating a custard, I believe. And you have a vision, and another companion joins you. So clearly, you know, experimentation is something that runs through Nintendo games.
Yeah. It's a common thread.
Yeah.
There's really no other way to interpret it.
Yeah. Nintendo thinks drugs are cool.
Right.
So, you know. I mean, to me, that seems reckless, but.
No. Like I said, just use them responsibly, and you'll be fine. So I hadn't played this much before, if at all. I did play a lot of Mario World, but I found chucking them eggs kind of difficult. Am I the only one?
There's kind of a learning curve to get your chucking technique down, because you do have to stop to take aim and then fire your eggs. Wait for the reticle to be in the right spot.
Yeah, it's not like you're aiming the thing. It just kind of flies around until you maybe hit the spot you're trying to hit, or maybe I was doing it wrong. It kind of goes in like a curve.
Yeah, that's how I was doing it.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was not screwing that up.
I mean, at one point it did ask me if I wanted to switch control screens. But then I was like, I've just gotten used to this one. I don't want to change it.
I just maybe got the hang of it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The eggs for me, when you're playing this game, treat the eggs as your sidearm, not or your pistol. It's not your shotgun. Your shotgun is Yoshi and his butt stomps and his tongue, man.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I was mainly using them early on to hit those piranha plants because those are hard to get around. Really, I don't know. It just seemed more difficult than it needed to be. Maybe that's just early, well, not early, but like Super Nintendo controls trying to translate a cursor onto the screen. I don't know.
Maybe. I feel like these games all at this point had like a relatively high level of difficulty for something that like looked like it should be reasonably simple.
Yeah. I mean, you have the familiar Mario controls of the jumping and the stomping and then the tongue grabbing from the game before, and then you're just adding these eggs on top of it. So I guess, the fact that like you don't need it, but it's like nice to have.
This game is definitely more complex than Mario World, though.
Right?
Yes.
Which is strange because of the aesthetic and the setting.
Yeah, but they
it's more complex. But every review I read a few reviews over the past few days. The biggest complaint I've seen is that this game is too easy. Too easy.
Well, that's something we seem to run into as we come back and play these games. In our older years.
I mean, I didn't think this game was too tricky.
No.
Like once I got the hang of it. But I don't know. It's good, but it maybe just because I didn't grow up with it. Like I would rather play Mario World. I'd rather play that one than this.
I think so. Todd, you played this before?
Yeah, man. I grew up with this one. I didn't have it. It was a frequent rental for me.
Okay. Just wondering. So I guess we'll say, where is it now? So the Mario series as a whole does continue to this day.
Oh.
So there it is. They're still making it.
Yeah. That's good to know.
So it seems like most of us like this a lot, if not okay. But I think some people, Todd, do you think some people considered this the most best game of all time?
Yeah, some people do consider this Super Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island the most best game of all time. Then I have three reasons why that is the case.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And the first reason why is written by Tony with an I in March of 2004, and Tony titled her review Great Game. And Tony wrote, "I've had this game for several years now. It was actually one of the first ones I ever had. Being a non-avid player myself, I'm not sure how it plays out at the end, for I have little time to play games often enough to defeat it. Contrary to a review below, this game does not require a turbo controller or gun. And if their game does, then I do believe they are playing the wrong game, or at least reviewing the wrong one. The object of the game is to nab the baby Mario, which has been stolen from you by the big boss guy. I can't remember which one he is, but I'm sure it hardly matters. You go through a series of mini levels that must be defeated in each world. Each level, you try to collect the red coins, the flowers, and the stars for bonus points to clear the level. With the small amount of patience I have cleared only two worlds, though I'm sure others would do better, as I only turn the game on sporadically. I highly recommend this game. 5 stars!
So many excuses. Just just like nonstop excuses for why they haven't beaten it yet.
They like the game, but they don't have the patience to play it.
Yep.
Or the time. They're just so busy.
Or the time.
It sounds like you could barely be bothered to play it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, 5 stars.
by the way.
5 stars.
5 stars.
All right, the next one. The next two are pretty short. Pretty short and sweet. All right, next one is by an anonymous reviewer in December of 2016, and their title is 5 stars. And the review is, I liked it per the star rating. 5 stars.
That could not be more succinct. It's like, look, I rated it. What more do you want?
I gave it 5 stars. I titled it 5 stars.
Hello.
And hey, all right, I guess I have to fill this out. I liked it. I mean, I already put it there.
Please refer to the star rating that I provided per my last email. 5 stars. Not bad.
All right, the next one.
Oh, we got one.
Next one is titled C Low. It's letter C dash Low L O C C Low. And it's written by Chris. I think it's that singer guy, right?
Yeah.
And it's written by Chris in March of 2013. And Chris wrote, I will show infinite love with the video game and show more to my relatives and my friends. I love it. 5 stars.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
Inspirational.
So he loves the game, but he loves his
you cut out there.
Family more.
Say that one more time.
Wait, he loves the game, but he loves his family more? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, yeah. He will show infinite love with his game and show more to my relatives and friends.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, he has his priorities in order.
Yeah. Yeah.
Possibly.
Well, his scale only went up to 5 stars on the game, but his family, they probably get 5.5.
Maybe 6. Yeah, if only we knew how many stars they got.
We are always interested in knowing how many stars things get.
Especially, I mean, I would give my family 5 stars. Yeah, they're great.
Oh, that's sweet.
Look at that. Especially if you bought the game for one of your relatives. Then it becomes even more important.
Mm-hmm.
How many stars you give your family?
Sentimental.
All right. So a lot of people liked it. Here's another thing people like: reading manuals. Because I found one for Super Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island.
I have. Hey, before you get into it, I have very high expectations because this is a Mario proper.
This is a Mario proper. This is a Kanon Mario. It is in the show.
It is in the show.
I have given very high ratings to previous Mario games. As we know, Mario 2 is the gold standard that I compare all manuals to. This is Mario, 5, technically? Maybe 6?
Yes.
People call it 5, yeah.
So it's got a good amount of recap in that story in the beginning with some drawings. It's got some colorful pages showing the controls, even though they're simple. We called them complex, but they're simple and complex. I don't know. It's hard to tell. Goes through different rules, different things about dropping Mario and what kind of different eggs you can throw. It's got the bonus challenge pages, the different items and blocks you can smash. It talks about the metamorphoses, which we did not get into. You can change into helicopter Yoshi, mole tank Yoshi, submarine Yoshi, train Yoshi, and vehicle Yoshi, which is
unsurprisingly
just like a car thing.
Unsurprisingly, a feature they've dropped in more recent entries.
Yeah, I feel like there was something in Mario 3, I guess, with the different suits, but this is like a complete transformation into almost like a different vehicles. It's weird. So yeah, they go over that. And then there's a good amount of drawings for a Mario manual. But I'm not blown away by this one. I don't know. Something about it, it just doesn't grab me the way other Mario manuals do. Maybe there's just not as much content. Because it is a simpler game as far as like the setting and what you're doing. But still very good. I can't knock it too much. So I got to give it 4 out of 5 Mario 2s.
Wow. Respectable. Mm.
Yes.
Still very strong score.
I was scared when you said you had high expectations, but I have to stick to my integrity here and go with 4.
Well, I did have my drop queued up in case you went lower than 4.
Oh. Was it the
Wave Race?
Oh, a classic. A classic. Mm. Excellent.
I like that you were afraid of letting Todd down as if he had crafted the manual himself.
Well, I mean, you heard what he said. I mean, he seemed to be investing a lot of emotion into this.
Yeah.
So I've rated the manual, and other people have rated the game. But Steve, do you have something you would like to say?
Yes, I have a rating system, and it is called the Herzog Hierarchy. This game, this Yoshi's Island, is coming in at Herzog Noon. Noon.
Mm-hmm. Noon?
That's a 9.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is
best part of the week every time. That's when Todd finds out what number it means.
Hey, man, I don't speak Spanish.
Hey, man, it's America.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an informational and educational show.
Yeah.
This game holds up very well, probably because of that art style. That art style and that classic Nintendo gameplay.
Of course.
Like it's always solid fun, these Mario games. So the only reason I give it a 9 instead of a 10, and I'm surprised this has not come out yet, is, man, that baby Mario, he's got a set of lungs on him.
He's got some pipes.
I knew this would come up. This would come has to come up at some point when you're talking about this game. And my retort to this, my response is, hey, he is alerting you. He is a baby in danger. He wants you to go get him. You're screwing up. If you hear that cry, you are screwing up. You're doing a bad job.
That's a good
point. He
shouldn't
have abandoned him.
I don't respond well to negative reinforcement, guys. I want some positive.
It adds to that sense of urgency.
He's a baby. He doesn't know what else to say.
Not only do I not want to lose the game by running out of the timer, I want to shut that baby up. So I got to go get him quick.
I want that. I want that magic Koopa to take that baby when
scoop
I hear
him away
it for too long. Yeah.
Yeah, what's Yoshi care? There's no skin off his back.
Yoshi's just out there chilling on his island, relaxing. He's got this baby dropped on him. Just let those Koopas take him away and go back to relaxing.
Yeah, the manual even says the Yoshis are naturally laid back and relaxed. So, who cares? Oh, well.
It was the day of the Yoshi Beach Volleyball Tournament. We're all relaxing.
That's too much effort, man.
Popeye no Beachu Volleyballer.
Oh, yeah. So, Amanda, I'd be remiss if I did not ask, do you have a rating system that you would like to unveil to the world?
I wish I had thought about this a little bit more.
How many miles does it get? Out of a marathon.
Out of 26.2, how many miles do you give it?
I'll give this a solid, 15 miles. Because after 15
miles...
Wait,
say that again.
15.
Okay.
Yeah, because after that, the race usually stops being fun.
Okay. So this is not a one-to-one scale. This is a
It's
a
like
curve.
A bell curve, yeah.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like a steep drop-off.
So it's good to be toward the middle.
At a certain point, it becomes work.
Right. Yeah. That's a great rating system. It's a little over a half marathon where you're in the groove. You don't quite want to stop, and you're having fun. Okay.
Exactly.
I cannot relate. All right.
Humans were not evolved to run.
Yes, exactly. We were meant to gather and hunt.
Humans have evolved to lounge around and drink beer.
Much like the Yoshi.
We have evolved.
Oh, yay.
Into a Yoshi.
I'll be a Yoshi any day.
Give me that Yoshi life.
Yeah.
Yoshi salt life. I'm here.
Yoshis do seem like they're living their best life.
Of course. Then all of a sudden this baby drops down. Like,
yeah.
Come on. All right.
Maybe that's why they're trying to get rid of it. Like,
yeah, maybe he's like hurrying along to just get it back to its, like, he doesn't want to like hurt the thing.
Well, and also it's like you get a new Yoshi at the end of each stage. Like,
yeah.
It's like
they're trading off. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
It's a marathon.
Each Yoshi can only deal with it for a certain amount of time. Yeah. It's like, hey man, it's yours now.
I've had this baby for 3.5 minutes.
Get it out of here.
Yeah, that's how parenthood works, right, Todd?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why there's two of you. Constantly bouncing back and forth. Well, Todd, I do believe there are some factors you would like to place upon Yoshi's Island.
Sure, I have two primary factors. And the DuckTales scale has those two primary factors. Factor number one being nostalgia. How much nostalgia do I have for this game? Factor number two, replayability. Would I replay it in these troubling times we live in? Replayability. This is a Mario. This is as we said, a Mario proper. This is a solid Mario game. I would replay it any day of the week. I would say Mario World is my more favoriter of the games, but on the Super Nintendo Mario's, this is right up there, neck and neck. As far as replayability, there's so many secrets to find. There's got to collect all the coins, collect all the flowers and the stars. You know, there's a lot to find in these games, in this game here. Nostalgia, big nostalgia. I did, like I mentioned, it was a frequent rental. I put my time in and sent it back to the Blockbuster. So I did play it when I was younger. I have a lot of nostalgia. Plus, hey, it's a Mario. All right, so those two primary factors, I would put Yoshi's Island in at a 0.94 DuckTales.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
I went 0.88. I didn't think it would quite cross the 0.9, but there you go.
That was a respectable guess.
I think so.
I think anything within a tenth of a point is a good guess.
I mean, frequent rental.
Mm-hmm.
That made me bump it down a little bit, but
frequent rental being that, you know, hey, I'm not like Moneybags Greenwell over there or a rich auntie Huel over there. I got to rake my leaves to take my $5 to Blockbuster.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, this was not a game based on the Twins expanded universe. There's no way Huel's aunt would have bought this for him.
No, absolutely not. Or grandmother. So. There's no license beyond an actual video game franchise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
if it were actually the same exact game but branded as a Twins game, then Huel would have had it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Okay. Steve, was there any further reviews that you found?
Oh, you know what? There is not. There is a Yoshi's Island Girl, which is a women's clothing store in Avalon, California. They have no Yelp reviews yet.
Huh.
So once they get some in, once they get the rush of business, the boost from this episode.
Yeah, once people hear about it through us.
Yes.
We can circle back and see what kind of reviews they get.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The only thing on their page really is there's a picture of a super cute bee swimsuit, but it was $28 by Nalani R. So they did not.
Melania?
Oh.
First lady?
Nalania R.
Oh, no, the cookie.
Oh.
Like, but it was $28 and felt like it wouldn't last long. So,
wait, is that a review?
It was just a photo. It wasn't a proper review. It's very confusing.
So wait, they put a picture on their website that said this is too expensive and it won't last long?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, on Yelp.
It is on Yelp. Okay.
they went through the trouble of uploading a picture and a caption to Yelp and nothing else on this store.
This one gave four stars. The store didn't do this. This was somebody's clothing. Okay.
Somebody named Nalani R.
I got it. Okay. You said on their website, which threw me off.
Yeah.
This was from
this is on Yelp. All right.
Yes.
Yoshi's Island. Interesting.
And it was the only piece of content for this business.
This is a photo of a possibly topless woman up there. I'm not quite sure what's going on.
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think this is not safe for all audiences.
Well, that's a pretty cool cartoon turtle shirt. I got to give him that.
Yeah, man. This is an audio medium, so they won't have to.
That's true.
Check out that pirate.
It is family friendly.
This is a family friendly show here.
Yeah. There's no possible way they could see it unless they Googled that store name and looked at it. So
no one would go through that effort.
I didn't know if you would link it in the show notes.
Oh, I don't want to get us ganked off of all these fine platforms we're on now.
I did say a lot earlier in the show.
Yeah, it's a lot to read.
Okay.
But no, I have no other Yelp reviews this week.
Did you have anything further you would like to say about Yoshi's Island?
I did have one more thing, which is the fact that Miyamoto made this as an FU to Donkey Kong Country.
The thing that Todd said?
Well, I had this quote that Miyamoto said that Donkey Kong Country proves that players will put up with mediocre gameplay as long as the art is good.
Burn on Rare.
You know, I don't agree with you, Shigeru, but to each his own. Todd, anything else there?
Wow. No.
Still reeling from that burn. Okay.
No.
Amanda, anything else you'd like to add about Yoshi's Island?
Just that I would like to go there, so if you could recommend a travel agent.
Ooh. That is a great idea. Give that island... I'm on Yoshi Island time.
Yeah. We can get you in touch with our friend Cheryl. She seems like someone who would you still have a travel agent.
Cheryl M. Meeps?
Yeah.
Possibly. Never really thought about it.
Maybe her daughter. Her daughter might know someone.
Perfect.
And she'd get the recommendation from her mom, so it's almost the same.
True. It's a vicious cycle.
Alrighty. Sounds like we are moving along to the email portion of the show. Alrighty, Todd, did you receive an email this week?
Oh, you know what? I did, and... I'm glad we, you know, I say it all the time. Let's get a female perspective for once.
All the time
I say that. And so this letter is perfect since Amanda's here because maybe she can give her spin, her take, her hot take.
I'll try my best.
All right, so this one is an email, and the subject is, what are the best PS4 Pro games where you play as a woman?
Oh.
And they wrote, Dear YPB, my girlfriend bought me a PS4 Pro and wants to buy me games, but she says she only wants me to play games where you play as a woman because it's less sexist and she prefers watching them. I didn't think I'd ever be able to afford video games because I've had so many financial responsibilities since I left school because of my family's health and financial problems, so I haven't kept up with them since I was a child. when I used to love Mario, Mortal Kombat, and Sonic. She said she's happy to get me like 10 games because I've been such a great boyfriend recently, but I don't want to be greedy. So, like, what are the top 5 games where you play as a woman or can play as a woman? And that's from, I'm going to censor their email address here. It's from bigdjohnson69@gmail.com.
Wait, didn't he write in the other week?
It was a similar
that was somebody else. That was Big D Sammy at iCloud.com.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot to unpack in that email.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's some good answers to the question, regardless of sort of the weird circumstances going on there.
Do you have any answers?
Well, the newest Assassin's Creed game offers the ability to play as both a male and female. And actually, the story was written for you to really play as the female, but I think they added the male in after so that, like, gamer bros wouldn't get
it. Now, is that the Roman one or the
Greek?
Egypt one?
No, it's the Greek one, the new one. In the Egypt one, though, you were primarily a dude, but there were a couple missions where you were his wife. So maybe half hands. That
you get
half
to be
counts.
The wife.
Well, she was like you weren't like, you know, cooking and cleaning,
right? Special mini game.
Yeah, exactly.
Egypt was very progressive. A lot of people don't know Egypt very progressive.
Hmm. You were there?
Hey, I just, you know, I just pay attention. Open my eyes.
Open your eyes.
Oh.
Of course, the Tomb Raider games that we've talked about on this here podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the recent ones.
You're a huge Tomb Head.
I'm a big recent Tomb Head. And of course we
Tomb
had a
Head. Not earlier Tomb Head.
Amanda was on our Tomb Raider episode earlier last year.
I think it was last year, yeah. So that's a recommendation.
It was only April.
That's true. Yeah, I would recommend that one. Maybe for a third one, some of the female outfits in the current regular Fortnite are pretty cool. So, you know, that in there.
Throw that Fortnite on. I'm sure that won't lose us listeners.
No, it might. But, you know, you can, like, yell at 12-year-olds and feel cool.
Mm-hmm. I just do that in real life.
I don't need Fortnite to do that.
I think you can get arrested in real life for that, though.
They call me the Yoshi of the modern world.
Yeah. Irregular Thor's Ragnarok.
Yes, I am.
I have one suggestion, and it's the suggestion I always make, and that is Fallout.
Oh boy, here it comes. Oh,
yep. Oh yeah.
The latest Fallout, you can play as a woman, and it doesn't affect the story at all because everyone's dead.
Because there is no story.
Yeah.
No.
You're just reading about the past, reading about things that already happened.
Do you mean Fallout 76 in particular?
Yes, Fallout 76.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know if Fallout 4 is available yet on. Yeah, it probably would be on a PS4. You can choose either gender there as well. And it also has a story, so that's helpful.
Wait, Fallout 4 came out for the PS4, didn't it?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess so. Yeah. So yeah, you can play that too.
Yeah.
A game I have not played, but I've heard rave reviews on, is Horizon Zero Dawn.
People do like that game.
Female yes. protagonist. So you can check that one out.
Yes, that is.
I cannot vouch for it, but I've heard good things.
Oh, I can vouch for it. That is a splendid game.
Very fantastic.
So, right. has voice work by the Borderlands 2. Cast of characters there.
Aha.
In a much different tone, but Borderlands also has has some female pro tags.
Yeah. Was it 4 different characters, one of them probably a lady?
I think across the 3 games, there's at least 4, but I'm not positive.
Okay.
But, yeah, that is on the PS4 now, though. The Handsome Collection.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds good. A lot of options there, writer man.
A lot to play.
Good luck with that relationship.
They're going places.
I received an email as well, and it says, "Dear YPB, wow, 4 years. I felt compelled to write into you on this momentous occasion because of all this show has done for my family. I can't thank you enough for giving my son something to look forward to during his short time on this earth, especially Huel. He made it very clear to us that Huel was the one that kept him going through the darkest of times. His humor and wit was a bright spot for all of us, and I've continued listening to your podcast even after our dear Scooterbutt left us. Thinking back on all these years, it made me wonder, what's your favorite game that you covered that you hadn't played before?" And that is from Scooterbutt41.
No.
Oh,
old
wow.
Scooty.
Wow.
Not heard for a long time from that Scooterbutt family. But I'm glad that they're still listening.
It's probably a little painful, a little raw at times for them.
Exactly. But, you know, I think knowing that we've done 4 years of podcasts, it helped him build up the courage to write in again.
Mm.
Maybe some time has passed, some wounds have healed.
Mm. Yes.
So Scooterbutt the Senior asks, "What our favorite game that we covered that we had not played before?" Which I thought was a great question.
It is a great ask. It is a great ask. And I would say I've played the majority of the games we've ever covered, at least in some capacity. But the one that I had never heard of, and I'm trying to find the name, the TurboGrafx-16 game.
Yeah, Ninja Spirit.
That was a surprise hit.
I think that was a Triple Crown winner from the hosts here. Of being surprisingly good.
Yeah. I think that might have to be my answer because I'm looking through the other games we've played, and the vast majority of them I had played before.
Mm-hmm.
Or once I played enough for the episode, I have no interest in ever playing them again.
Yeah, it's either we had played them before or do not like them if we had not played them before.
Yeah.
So there's a very small amount that we had not played and also liked. So,
yes,
that whereas, is a very narrow window.
Yes, whereas yep. Ninja Spirit, I went back to at least once after the episode aired. And also just before we even played, like before we recorded, I put some time in on that one.
Yeah.
It was quite fun.
That was a blast.
Yeah. Another one I can think of that, I don't think it's as good as some of the greats of all time, but it was a fun little romp I enjoyed playing. I'd never played before the Umihara Kawase game.
Where the little
schoolgirl throwing your grappling hook all around.
that was
a fun little romp.
Fishing grappling hook. Yeah, that was fun. Little puzzler. Grappling hook puzzler. Also great soundtrack.
Yeah, excellent soundtrack on that one.
Yep. Ninja Spirit was the one that first came to mind for me. But looking back, one I really liked that surprised me, because it's technically an RPG, but I just like the setting, was Shadowrun. I had not played that before, and that was a pleasant surprise for me.
Hmm.
I just like the cyberpunk futuristic setting there, and it was fun.
Hmm. I have a special nominee for this one, which is... The one I hadn't played before, and until the episode, I didn't know that such fun drops existed for it, which was Alfred Chicken.
Yeah, that is a pleasant surprise.
Game Boy!
Help
me find my girlfriend! Help me find the watering cans! That's a clue, kids! The watering cans!
A wealth of content came from that Alfred Chicken.
That's amazing.
Oh boy, yeah, man.
Bye.
If you've not heard that episode, I suggest taking a listen.
Definitely gonna go download that one.
It is creepy. So Amanda, I'm sure you've listened every week and played along with each game that we covered. Did you have an answer, or maybe just a favorite game we've covered in general?
I feel like a lot like what you guys were saying. The games that you guys have covered, I either like played and really enjoyed at the time, or like just didn't play and after listening didn't
probably
really
never will
sound like you didn't sell it to me.
We probably actively turned you off of them, which is really just doing a service.
That's the point of the podcast, right?
So we help people, as Scooterbutt 41 said. We are very helpful in many ways.
You are very helpful. I think like one game that I talked about with you guys on this podcast was Civilization, and after we recorded that episode, I like went deep into another like Civilization phase where I just dumped so many hours into it. So
I know Steve's gone down that rabbit hole plenty of times.
I will say the only good thing about Civ 6 not being that good is that I did not sink as many hours into it. So
silver lining.
I know. Fair. It gives me more time for my clickers and I've been playing lately. Oh, Pathway.
Oh yeah. We haven't mentioned that yet.
Pathway is a fun little game though. So
yeah, I gotta put more time into that. I played like 2 hours and I got busy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a nice little gem. Darling.
I'm going to hop back into that one. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. I think we'd be remiss on our 4th anniversary show if we did not get to an ask. So, Todd, does anyone need our help this week?
You know what? Somebody does need our help this week. So, let us ask the Sweet Boys. All right, send in all your life questions to parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll keep your asks anonymous. And I'm glad Amanda mentioned the Civilization games, because I do have a history question, it looks like, here. Somebody sent in a history question. And Queen Elizabeth was a person you could play as in Civilization games, so their ask is, why did Queen Elizabeth the First of England dressed herself as Bozo the Clown? She painted her face white, wore a bright orange wig with hair sticking out on both sides, and overpainted her lips bright red. All she needed was a big round nose, a bright blue baggy suit, and floppy shoes to complete the outfit. She would have looked exactly like Bozo. That's it.
Wow.
Can I ask a question, a follow-up question to this, or a clarifying question? Was Queen Elizabeth dressing like Bozo the Clown, or was Bozo the Clown dressing like Queen Elizabeth? I think Bozo came after, right?
She was clearly the originator of clown chic, as they call it.
Wow. Clown chic, yeah. She's the basis of all clowns across the globe.
So Bozo was really doing some social commentary there, saying that clearly he thought her as a ruler was a big joke.
Yeah
He's not against the monarchy.
That still continues today. Wow, that is a quite the ask. Yeah, I guess the big collar, the poofy crazy red
poofy hair.
Yeah. It's all there. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything to say about this.
It's a good question.
Sounds like we got to the bottom of it pretty quick there.
Yeah.
Bozo dresses like her.
Another history lesson on our show.
I know. We've knocked a bunch of them out.
Yeah, that's a good YPB fact.
Yeah. It's getting there. We'll have to throw that one up once it comes out Monday.
Yeah. Bozo dresses like Queen Elizabeth, not the other
Based
way around.
As a commentary against the crown.
Yes.
Clown, crown, very similar words.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's all coming together.
Not a coincidence. Dude,
you done blowed my mind.
Big floppy shoes. Wow. We really solved some issues there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Steve, do you have anything else to close out with here?
Oh, no. This was a fun show, and let's do 210 more of them.
Ooh. Four more years. Todd, any closing thoughts?
The reason the beasts give among themselves is that man is the weakest and most defenseless of all living things.
Okay. Yeah. That's the Yoshi motto. Amanda, thanks for guesting once again. Any closing thoughts tonight?
Well, happy anniversary to the three of you. I think that's pretty cool. Hopefully, I do support four more years for you guys.
Thank you.
And, aww, and I hope to be back again in the next 4 years.
maybe once or twice.
We'll
have to check the schedule.
Maybe. We'll see.
All right. And on that note, here is a snifferoo from next week's game. My car.